morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. So yesterday, we communicate all day long. We do this every day. That's how we plan the show out. And I get an email, a text. You were losing your mind.
I was losing my mind because I was hoping to the very least get a phone interview with our next guest. But then I was told, hey, he could stop by the studio. But then we're getting close to the end of the show, and I started getting nervous that he wasn't going to make it. But he's here. We have Michael Rooker in studio.
Yay!
Yes!
Good to be here, y'all.
I'm so excited. I'm such a huge fan of The Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy. We were actually, I have this, whenever I see an actor, it always pops into my head like the first time I saw them, and Rocket and I were comparing. Days of Thunder, I think, was the first movie that I ever saw you in.
I just watched it the other day.
That was your first movie?
That was the first one that I saw you in that I remember, and then my husband told me I'm stupid and that it's Mallrats. But I saw you way before Mallrats.
Those are okay. How about the earlier ones, like Mississippi Burning? And,
oh, I loved
I've seen
that
all
movie.
Of them, but for some reason, Days of Thunder is like, that's always the first thing that I connect you with.
8 Men Out.
Yeah?
Eight Men Out.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you, what do you get recognized the most for? Is it Walking Dead or...
Well, I get recognized by for Walking Dead and also Guardians of the Galaxy and Yondu. I get recognized.
Yeah.
Even though I'm blue with a fin on, they still recognize me. They hear the voice. They recognize the voice a lot.
How long did that take to get into the Yondu costume every day?
About the whole costume and the makeup and everything was about 4 hours total.
Oh, wow.
What's a more difficult acting experience, getting in all that makeup for Yondu or being in the Atlanta heat for Walking Dead?
The Atlanta heat.
Really?
He did is really hard. The Yondu was, we did that all in the studio. So it was nice, air conditioned, and very well controlled. A lot of blue screen, green screen stuff. But The Walking Dead is down and dirty. You're out in the mud, the sweat, and the blood, and the heat, the jumping over logs and dodging rattlesnakes, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You have, Yondu was such a, it was such a fun character. When you did the audition, was the requirement, did they have to make sure that you could actually whistle?
Yeah, that was
Can
the
you?
Main, that was
Can
main
you, or is that fake? Is it
oh,
fake?
Yeah. No. I'm whistling in the movie.
See, I couldn't whistle. If it was me, I'd go.
You want to hear
it?
Yeah, give us a little taste.
It's all movie magic, isn't it?
Now, do you know how many IMDb credits you have?
No, do you?
119.
Is that good?
That's amazing. That's outrageous.
Oh, that makes me whistle.
Who out of those 119 movies has made you feel starstruck? What coworkers?
Oh, is it 119 credits?
Yes.
Is that all?
That's all.
Yeah, there's a bunch of credits.
Have you ever felt starstruck with any coworkers?
No.
Co-stars?
No, I haven't actually. There's something wrong with me, maybe.
Right now, you're feeling starstruck?
I'm totally starstruck.
I thought so. I thought that'd be the case.
I'm technically starstruck. When you were over there clicking on your keys, I was amazingly starstruck.
You've never seen a promo cut like this, have
no,
you?
No, that was amazing work.
Tara does a lot of stuff. Before we went on the air, Michael, we have the Olympics on in the background, and you were asking us what are we watching or whatever. Yeah. Rocket, tell him about the woman you've discovered, because apparently Michael's not aware of her.
Anastasia, on the Russian, she's a Russian athlete, Olympic Russian athlete, who's
she's
on the curling. And it's like, if you just type in Russia, she's like the first thing that pops up during the Olympics.
Is that so?
Yes. Are you a fan? Do you watch any sports?
Yes.
Have you been able to watch the Olympics, or are you traveling too much?
Yes, I have. I have watched the Olympics. I watched White win the gold.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the snowboarding. The pike and all that.
Good.
And so I'm into that. I'm horrible at snowboarding. I'm a skier myself, but and not very good at that. I'm in California right now.
Okay, so do you go up like to Big Bear or Mammoth, or where do you go?
Yep.
Both? Yep. All of the above?
All of the above. Well, you go whenever there's snow, you go.
Yeah.
Now, you've done so much body of work, from the serious roles to the fun roles. What is the part that you're most proud of? Because you mentioned Mississippi Burning earlier.
That's right.
And Mississippi Burning was, my gosh.
As a matter of fact, Mississippi Burning has been on quite a lot lately.
It has.
You know, because there was I think it was like a 50-year anniversary. These kids were killed down there.
Was it hard to make? The movie?
No, it was a great movie to make, and I'll tell you why. All the locals, everybody gave a hand. I mean, it was a beautiful setting. I mean, it was scary as hell.
Yeah.
We were out at night. The alligators are flapping in the swamp out there, and it was scary. It was scary. It was scary for me, and I'm supposed to be the scary guy.
So. Yeah. But it was a great movie. I got to tell you, I'm so proud to have you in the studio, because that really is a movie that I think a lot of people should see.
Alan Parker is a great director and a wonderful, wonderful artist. So he was pretty good at that. So he's an awesome man.
This is not your first time coming to Kansas City. You've been here before, and Planet mm-hmm. Comic-Con Kansas City. Why do you come to these events? Do you enjoy seeing the fans, or what is it that you get out
that
of it
the
most?
That is number one. The fans are number one. We go. We have a great time. It's an opportunity for them to get to see Merle Dixon in the flesh without the knife hand and or Yondu. And it's like the kids come up. They're all gaga-eyed, and so we have I have a blast looking and watching and dealing with the people.
We're excited that you're here this weekend. We actually have a 3-day pass to give away because you're going to be there today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Are you here all 3 days?
I'm here all 3 days.
So if you would like that pass, you can call right now, 576-7093. Are you going to get any time to just relax and see Kansas City? I guess you'll be busy
this
the whole time.
This is my relaxation when I get to do this stuff. This is relaxation. On the floor, dealing with the fans and everything, that's relaxing too. That's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. I'm having a good time. I'm having fun. The fans are having a blast, and that's all that matters.
I want you to give it away. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. You won.
I did?
Yeah. Yes. Say hi to Michael Rooker.
Hi.
Hey, hi. What's your name, hon? Did you forget?
No, I think. Turn your radio down, hon. You have a little delay.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry about that.
There you go.
That's okay.
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, you won. You won a 3-day pass. I think when you get your pass and you come on down, you make sure you come see me, okay?
All right, hold on, hon. Yeah, I think she had her phone.
A little bit of a delay, yeah.
That's so cool, man.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great weekend for Kansas City.
It really is. I'm super excited. You know, my husband and my son came up here, Michael, because we're such big fans, and they wanted to meet you, and they can't wait to go to Planet Comic-Con Kansas City. So I know that you're very busy.
I think the whole city gets into it.
Yeah, they do.
They really
they do.
It really does. I mean, the city government is all involved. Everybody's involved. We got a great location. It's going to be very very exciting. I love it. I mean, if I weren't an actor doing this, I would be a fan doing it. So.
Would you really? What would you be, if you were just a fan, would you be most excited about some of the movie stars or like the comic book stuff?
I'm all into the actor. I'm all into the artist alley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We have some of the best artists in the world out there and along the artist alley. I mean, they can... You look, go look at their work. Just go look at their work and come see me first, then go look at their work.
Have you ever, at these events, have you ever walked around?
Come see me first.
Yes.
First and foremost, come see me, and then you can go look at their work.
Is it fun for you to walk around and see people, like if they do beautiful portraits of Yondu or
all of
your characters?
Everything. I'm into it. Yes, I like collecting a couple little things myself. So I go usually, if I'm buying something from a Comic-Con, it's usually from Artist Alley or there's an actor that someone's told me to, can you go and get this for me, and I'll go do that.
Do you have an action figure?
I do. I have several action figures now.
Do you have, I guess you, are there, there's Walking Dead action
figures,
aren't there?
I'm action figures instead of Dolly.
I'm smart. I know all about that. There's actually action figures for Walking
Dead.
And
they're not toys.
No, they're not.
I spoke to a collector. These are not toys. They're collectibles.
Yeah.
So
do you have a Yondu and also a Merle?
Yeah, there's several Merles and there are several Yondus.
Do you have a zombie Merle?
Yes, there is.
Amazing.
There's a zombie Merle. There's a blood splatter Merle. There's a...
So many choices.
There's a clean Merle. All of the Merles have the knife hand though.
Your hand looks so realistic right here.
I know. This is all fake. It's really hard to put this real hand on. You know?
I mean, it just moves right when you tell it to.
It's crazy.
Right. It's connected to a battery pack behind my brain.
Phenomenal.
There you go. Well, I'm very excited that you stopped by. I'm super happy that you made it to our studio. Enjoy Kansas City this weekend. Enjoy Planet Comic Con Kansas City.
I've already enjoyed Kansas City quite a my meal last night was... Arthur Bryant.
Did you get some barbecue?
There you go.
Yep, there you go.
I did.
And it's going on all weekend long at Bartle Hall, so you can go out there and enjoy today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Michael Rooker, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
For having me in.
Kansas City, we're getting out of here until Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Hi, this is Chris from Coldplay.
We are the Chainsmokers.
This is Zed.
Hey, it's Alessia Cara.
Hey, it's Kaigo.
Hey, guys, it's Selena Gomez.
Mix 93.3.